Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Labour Party has published a bill to extend welfare supports to cohabiting couples. And as you well know, many people now do cohabit. A lot of people now don't, I suppose, support the institution of marriage or just don't bother or maybe just don't feel it's necessary for them. And it seeks to ensure that surviving cohabitants are not left without pension entitlements following the death of a partner. For example, somebody could be living with somebody for 25 years, the partner dies, and they don't have the same entitlements as somebody, for example, who is actually married. To talk to me a little bit more about that is Senator Mark Wall. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Mark, I suppose this is a long time coming because life is changing. The family unit, I suppose, has changed quite substantially over the last 20 years, but certainly we don't want to devalue the institution of marriage either, I suppose.
No, we're not doing that at all, Niall, but you are correct in relation to what you said. Like at the moment, or in the 2016 census, we had 150,000 cohabiting couples in Ireland, and of those 75,000 of those actually had dependent children, and that in itself is an increase of almost 25% since the 2011 census. So you can see the way Ireland is going, as you stated in that, and a lot of people are not simply choosing marriage and are cohabiting, and that's something that we're trying to address with this bill, because we don't want a situation arising where the surviving partner is left isolated and without support from the state. So it's a very important issue, and one which has received a lot of support from families and particularly those in the cohabiting relationships.
Okay, this I suppose is drafted, I believe, in response to the story of John O'Meara and his late partner, 20 years, Michelle Beattie, or Beatty. Together they had three children after recovering from breast cancer late last year. Michelle contracted COVID-19 and late January, sadly, she passed away. Now, John and Michelle had planned on getting married after her cancer battle, but sadly they didn't get that opportunity. So I suppose from that point of view, when you see couples who are bonded similar to a married couple, but yet don't have those same rights just because there's not a piece of paper and a ring on the finger, it seems greatly unfair.
Yeah, it's totally unfair. And you know, all public representatives will have come across this over the last number of years in particular. And it is very traumatic for the surviving partner and indeed for the families and dependent children when this happens. And, you know, we shouldn't be judging people for their choice not to marry. And one of the biggest comments that I get is that we simply didn't get around to it when people state that, you know, that they didn't get actually married or go down or go up the aisle in some cases. So, you know, this is to address this. And as I said, more people are choosing to cohabit, and that's perfectly all right. It's modern. It's a change in Ireland that we all love, et cetera. So, but unfortunately, the laws haven't kept up with
pace.
Okay,
so
what laws,
we're trying to address. Mark, what laws, you know, particularly are we talking about? Firstly, obviously, social welfare benefits would be one, where, you know, we don't have an equality between marriage, on both sides sometimes actually, between married couples and cohabiting couples. So you would like to extend any social welfare benefits that a married couple are entitled to, i.e. in relation to means testing, etc., to cohabiting couples as well. Obviously, inheritance is another one, another problem as well, isn't it?
Yeah, inheritance is another one, Niall, and also we have issues in relation to the Susie Grant and the whole mature students as well, in the way people are assessed. But like you mentioned, the whole social welfare, like in if you go in the morning as a cohabiting couple, you're going to be assessed as a joint income. Yet, if you are unfortunate enough that one of the partners actually passes away, you won't get a surviving pension, or you won't get a widow's pension. So there are, you know, a lot of anomalies in the social welfare system, but there are other issues as well in relation to inheritance. There are other issues, obviously, as I said, in relation to mature students and the whole Susie grants as well. So this is a conversation we need to have throughout.
Are there complications in legislation in relation to that? Because if, say, a cohabiting couple who don't have children and one passes away, and, you know, we want everyone to have the same inheritance rights, etc., etc., yes, with money going into probate and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's going to be difficult to prove that somebody was cohabiting sometimes, unless you can prove a shared bank account or a joint ownership of a house, for example, or something like that. You know, you are, in some sense, you're going to have to take people's word for it sometimes. And that can be complicated in legislation, can't it?
And that is a problem that needs to be addressed. And that's why we're looking, as I said, to introduce this bill. But also the Labour Party are looking to introduce a conversation in the Dáil. And this week as well, Niall, it's very important to state that there will be a conversation around the whole the Article 41 of our Constitution, which values the marital family above and beyond anything else in relation to cohabiting couples. So that's a very important conversation to come, and it's been discussed.
When do you think that referendum might actually happen? I know they've been talking about it for quite some time. This is the woman's places in the home constitution, as they refer to it as. I'm assuming in that referendum it's going to be a case of making that genderless rather than removing it altogether, because I would like to think that it's a good protection that people don't have to go to work for economic necessity to look after their children. I mean, so I'm assuming that would be just making that gender neutral. Would that be the idea of that referendum?
That's part of the conversation that needs to happen, and that's what the Citizens Assembly are actually discussing, as you're probably aware, Niall, at the moment as well. And that's the recommendation that's coming before the Dáil for conversation this week and debate this week. So these are the issues that are being teased out as Ireland changes, as more people, as we said, cohabit and are not looking down the marriage route that we need to have. And we need to have, as you said as well, which is a very important point to make, that everybody is treated equally. And I think that's what we're trying to do here in relation to this bill and bringing forward this bill this week in the Senate.
Finally, what would you say to, say, you know, there are people out there, for example, who would be more conservative and Christian, and they'd say, you know, well, look at Senator Mark Wall and the Labour Party, and they're trying to erode the institution of marriage by suggesting that everybody else should have the same rights. That makes marriage valueless, essentially. What would you say to those people?
I totally respect their point of view, Niall, and that is totally respected. And I went up the aisle myself, and I'm still happily married after 25 years, and totally respect the institution that is marriage. But for a lot of people, their choice is that they want to cohabit, they want to live together, they don't want to go through that institution, and I totally respect that. And I think we should all respect that. But in respecting that, there should be equality between the institute of marriage and also between those that are cohabiting. And I think that's very important. And again, that's what we're trying to do here through this Labour Party bill.
When do cohabiting couples, by the way, do you expect this bill to be published and go through all stages of the Dáil?
We're hoping that, well, we were introducing the bill today and into tomorrow night into the Senate. It would then go before government, and we're hoping to get support right across government. So we're hoping that to see this bill go through the Senate then in the next couple of weeks, and obviously into the next couple of months as it goes through the Houses of Oireachtas. And we're hoping into the new year that we will see something like this become law. I think that the government need to support something like this. As I say, we're getting a lot of support from advocacy groups in relation to cohabiting couples, and it's something I think the government will have to take on board.
And sorry, just very finally, in relation to obviously that bill, will that obviously cover family law as well when it comes to a point of separation? Because currently at the moment, obviously, if you're getting separated or divorced, it's different if you're married. If you've been living with somebody, obviously the other person can claim redress, as they call it, if you've been living with somebody for a long time. Will that have to change as well? Because you will be treated more or less as a married couple.
Yeah, look, as I said, as this bill progresses through the House of the Oireachtas, there will be a lot of issues to be ironed out, including that particular issue, Niall, and we look forward to discussing that at committee stage, you know, with government and also with opposition, and teasing out for the benefit of those that need it most. And unfortunately, you know, you mentioned the case of Johnny O'Mara and his late partner, Michelle. That's just one example, and I'm sure many of your listeners will have gone through this as well. So that's why we needed this to be put through as quickly as possible.
I think it's well needed, Mark, but I think there is going to be complications in it, but I'm sure you'll iron all those out as you go along.
Always is, Niall. Always
all right, listen, thank you very much indeed. Senator Mark Wall from the Labour Party, and that's essentially what they're talking about, is bringing it across equality for those who are not married versus those who are married, to make sure the same support services, the same money is there, same everything is there, and the same rights. Now, there are people who will argue with that, by the way, and they will say, well, hold on, you know, if they want the same rights, well, then get married, because that's the commitment, and that's they'll argue with that. That was the point I made to Mark. The people say, oh, they're just trying to devalue marriage now. Just because people are not bothering getting married, they think we all should have the same rights. And it is going to be complicated, as I mentioned to Mark at the very end, when we get to a stage of separation. So, for example, you're living with somebody for 20 years and you decide you don't want to live with them anymore. Currently at the moment, say if a husband if a cohabiting man abandons his partner, she can take him to court for what they call redress. Now, it's not the same as separation, and it's not the same as divorce, but it is redress. In other words, compensation for living with him, or compensation for staying at home and looking after the children for a period of time, that, i.e. she'd be entitled to a certain portion of the house if he only owns it, for example. It's complicated. So family law would have to change, obviously, to reflect this new position of equality. But is that right? And many people out there will suggest, no, it's not. that if you want to cohabit with somebody, go ahead and cohabit with them. And there can be benefits to cohabiting. Some of them are quite illegal, by the way. People claiming benefits. They shouldn't be, because they're not actually meant to be living together. We all know that happens too. But the argument is, if you want the same rights, get married. That's if you want those, rights, get married. Why not? And that's the argument, isn't it? Whereas others will say, well, no, not. You know, they have to have the same rights. Everybody has to have the same rights. But I want to know what you think. Do you believe, as I put to Senator Mark Wall, do you believe that it devalues the institution of marriage? And do you believe marriage has the same value that it used to have? Is marriage necessary? Do you believe it's necessary and it makes a difference? No, I do, because I value marriage. But that's just me. You might not agree with me. You don't have to. And I respect your opinion too. So let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe that marriage is losing its value? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of the texts and WhatsApps coming in at the moment. Now, it's all very well bringing in bills, but when you don't look at the bits and pieces and knobs and buttons that go with the bills, well, then it's not easy to come on the radio and talk about it. I think he was referring to Senator Mark Wall. There are complications in it. Don't get me wrong. Annette, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Annette?
Hello, Niall. How are you? You're talking to the wrong person now. I'm stuck with him for 47 years. So.
Good for you. But I mean, do you think that giving people the same rights if they're not married, let's say you were just living with them for 40, well, whatever it is, years, do you deserve the same rights as somebody who's married?
I think I do.
Hmm.
But it depends on the commitment you made on the first day that you moved in together.
Right, and is marriage not part of that commitment?
Well, marriage, in my eyes, would be part of that commitment. But don't forget, I'm an oldie.
Yeah, well, I know. I know. And Michael is a grumpy old man sitting in the background there.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not. He's not. He's a great man, and you couldn't have a row with him because he won't answer you.
Oh, right, okay.
He's one of those.
Bet you I could start a row with him.
You couldn't if you tried. Not a hope in hell. I've never seen him argue with anyone.
Has he ever lost his head?
Well, if he has, he has lost it with himself.
So, Annette, do you think that in this changing world that we live in, do you think that we're losing the value of marriage?
I don't know. Is the same commitment there was in our day? I don't know. I really don't know now.
Why did you get married?
Because I loved him.
But did you have to? Did you feel you had to get married?
No. No.
You wanted to get married?
I did. I was pushing on now.
Yeah. Yeah, you went. And what year did you get married?
74.
Okay, that was quite some time ago now.
Twice.
I was 10 years of age, nearly 11.
Oh, gosh, don't make me seem better.
So, and when did you meet him? How long were you with him before you got married?
I met him in Dublin, way back in the teacher centre in Parnell Street.
Okay, and were you both teachers?
No, he was working in research and I was teaching.
Oh, right, okay. And you've been living happily ever after ever since?
Happily ever after, and we moved out then to Africa. And absence makes the heart grow fonder. And as he was doing a lot of research work in soils and everything else, and in Africa as well, he was away a lot.
Right.
So,
And that's where his keen interest in the garden came from, obviously, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, I would be interested. We have very similar likes.
Right.
We're very happy in our own company as well.
If I asked you a question, what's the secret to a happy marriage? And you seem to have a very happy marriage and a good marriage and a good, strong marriage.
Well, I said the day I married him, what's yours is mine and what's mine is my own.
Right. So is that the secret to a marriage, yeah?
I don't know about that, but I said I would serve him in sickness and in death. I didn't say in health, so I'm keeping him well.
Right, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you and Michael are well. Thank you very much indeed, Annette. Let me go to Orla as well. Orla, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Orla?
Well, Niall, how's things?
Good. Orla, I mean, this new bill which extends the same rights to cohabiting couples as married couples, some people would say that's great, it's equality, wonderful. Others will say, well, hold on, if you want the same rights, just get married.
I don't think it's you don't deserve rights and, you know, you're not doing the right thing if you're not married. I don't think you need to go as hard as that. I just think marriage is a nice way to show that you care and you want to be with that person long term. And I don't think it has anything to do with a wedding. And I think a lot of people get confused and they go, oh, well, I don't want a big thing. I don't want a big deal. And all you have to do is go down and get a piece of paper signed. And it just means even when there's hard times, because we all go through the hard times, you know, there's, you can't just run away. There has to be a commitment. I don't know. I just think it's nice. But but I also agree that...
Are you married? Sorry, by the way, Orla.
I am. Okay. I'm married, yeah.
I've often wondered, did you feel... When you were dating your partner, right, how long were you with him? And if this is too personal, please tell me, right? But how long were you with him before you got married?
I was with him 2 years or so.
Okay, before you got married.
Before I got married.
Jeez, that was quick. Yeah. Anyway, right, so did you at some point feel in that relationship, as most people, Irish people in particular, because we come from a very Christian background, feel, look, we date, we get engaged, we get married, that's the done thing. Did you feel it was a kind of tradition more than an actual commitment that you wanted to make? In other words, that it's just expected of you to get married?
I mean, it's definitely the traditional thing. And I think a lot of us go down the route because it's kind of what you do. But no, I did want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I did. I did want to get married. Now, sorry, I said 2 years. I was with them 2 years, then we got engaged. Sorry, so 3 years.
Okay.
But, like, you know, I did want to get married. And, like, it was lovely. And we did the big wedding. And, you know, it was fabulous. And, like, I'm happy I went down that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was necessarily anything wrong with the tradition of it.
Did you feel different the next day?
I was tired.
and hungover. and counting the bills. But did you feel different? Did you say to yourself, that's it now. I'm with him now forever. I feel different now. Whereas before, he could have run away. And I could have run away. Did you feel there was a commitment, there was more of a commitment in that relationship the next day? Did you feel special in any way?
I did, actually. I think there was something lovely about being like, right, this is my husband now, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it's so silly. It's so superficial.
No, it's not silly. Orla, don't say that. It's not silly. It's lovely. It's a wonderful feeling.
But that's the thing. I think it was a lovely feeling. And it was, like, I liked that I had all my family and friends around, and the whole shebang was really lovely, and it's a lovely memory to have. And, like, you know, I love being with my husband or whatever else. I like that element.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean to take away from people who say, and this is my partner and I love them dearly. You know, I just think that it would be that there's something nice about being able to say, well, I've made an actual commitment.
Are we losing the value of marriage? Because less and less couples are getting married. Obviously, a lot less are getting traditionally married in a church. Many are getting, you know, humanist weddings and all sorts of things. But less people in general are actually, you know, committing to marrying each other. More people are living together. Do you think that's a problem?
Well, I don't think it's a problem, but I think there's a very easy or simple reason. It's because we're no longer, you meet someone, you go out, you get engaged, you get married, then you live together, then you have children. People aren't obviously as bothered by that, and that's absolutely perfectly fine. You don't need to have a piece of paper in order to procreate, you know. So a lot of people are going, they're meeting someone, they're having a child or two or seven, and then they're like, well, when am I going to bother getting married? Asher, look, who cares at this stage?
But isn't it nice? Isn't it nice for the children not to have two different second names, for example, or try to explain why daddy's name is a different name to mammy's name. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud.
No, which is why I have taken my husband's name. I kind of prefer my own name. I kept my own name for work.
Okay.
But I didn't want my child.
Maybe that was quite sexist of me. But I wouldn't care. I would take a woman's name. It wouldn't bother me in the slightest. You know what I mean? That wouldn't bother me.
Traditions around it is completely sexist. But
of course
it is. What you said about a child's name. I much prefer the idea of a child having a name rather than a double barrel name.
I've often talked about the complications of double barrel names. If two people with double barrel names meet and get married.
Yeah. It gets very confusing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, look, I think it's just nice. And like I said, I think so many people get bogged down with, oh God, I couldn't possibly have, you know, 200 people at a wedding. You don't have to. You know, you don't have to. You go down to the registry office, make your appointment, walk in, sign your paper, you're done, you're married.
Yeah, so...
That's,
And do you feel there's a commitment now? Do you feel, people have often said this, that, you know, if you're living with somebody and things get a bit tough, maybe there's financial issues or maybe things get a little bit tough, it's easy to walk away. Well, maybe it's easier. But if you're married, maybe married people work a bit harder because it's a bit more complicated to get away and you want to work a little bit harder to fix the problem. Do you think that's the case or is that simplifying it?
Well, I mean, it is a simplified, but it's a short answer. So we have to simplify things when we do short answers. But I think you're right. I think that, you know, you go, okay, if I want to get separated, I have to, well, go through the process. But if I want to legally get separated, I have to really think about it. We have to sit down. There's a process. Whereas if you're not, it's fine, see ya. If you want.
Yeah.
If you want it that way, you can. And you've no legal standing. Which is, I suppose, the reasoning why they want this legislation.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I just think, well, look, just get married. Or, you know, because like you were saying earlier, there's a lot of ambiguity when there's not any legal status.
Yes. Well, at the moment, currently, there's a lot of problems if you don't have legal status, and those being the main ones, if something happens, i.e. one dies, and, you know, you have children and all sorts of stuff and a house involved, there's inheritance problems if you're not married, and that's currently a big problem.
Yes.
You know, so the answer to that is either get married or we change the law.
Yes.
So.
And what is the exact correct answer? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the law can be complicated because you then have to prove that you're committed to each other in some way before it gets very complicated. Orla, lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
there you go. Orla values marriage. She believes marriage is valuable, but it has commitment. She felt better when she got married. The day after she got married, it was nice to be able to refer to her partner as her husband. There was a lot of, there's a lot of good things about being married. The Labour Party have published a bill to extend welfare supports and other laws to extend them to unmarried couples, to, you know, cohabiting couples. So I want to know if you agree with that, or do you believe, maybe some people believe, that's eroding the institution of marriage, that, you know, you could turn around and say, well, look, if you want the same rights, well, just get bloody married then. Make a commitment to the person. If you don't want the rights, well, that's fine, just live with them. That's entirely yourself. I mean, marriage is not... People often think about marriage as something that's religious and Catholic and Christian and all that kind of thing. It's not, actually. Matrimony is. Marriage has nothing to do with Christianity and all that kind of thing. Marriage is a legal contract. And it was brought in, originally, nothing to do with religion. It was brought in for inheritance purposes. And that still stands today. In other words, if you want the right to inherit your partner's estate or whatever they own, a money or a house or their half of the house... Well, then you kind of have to be married. That's the whole point of it. The number is 087-188-0008. Let's have a listen to what your WhatsApp messages.
How's things, Niall? I'm with my missus 13 years now. The only reason I haven't married her is the price of the weddings. I just think that's the problem with why most people aren't getting married nowadays. The weddings are too expensive. Even if you want to have a small wedding, it's so pricey. Like, I've three kids as well, so I can't afford it. Like, it's hard. Like, I wouldn't mind getting married. I only got engaged there a couple of months ago. I'm only collecting the ring now this week. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a joke. It's just the price of the bloody weddings. If they were cheaper, you'd have a lot more people getting married in this country. It's just too expensive. Look.
My heart goes out to you. I'm collecting the ring this week. You just said like a man of a thousand sorrows, to be honest with you. You don't have to have a big wedding. If you want to get married, you could get married in a registry office without anybody knowing about it. That costs you nothing. Well, I think 50 or 60 quid, the administration fee or wherever the hell it is, administration free. And then at a later date, you could do the whole, you know, shebang with the reception and everything else if you want to. You know what I mean? You don't have... Well, that's up to you and your missus, by the way. I can't believe you're struggling. I have to go and collect the ring this week. Ah, oh, God love you. Is the institution of marriage being devalued? Reggie says we can tart this up whatever way we like, but this is yet another step along the path of weakening the fundamental bonds of the family. A man's commitment to his wife and children must be no different to his commitment to his life's breath. The state cannot hold a candle to this. Let me go to Sue. Sue, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Sue?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Sue, the institution of marriage, is it still as important now as it was, you know, going back 40, 50 years ago?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't think so. I think that nowadays people realise that there may be different people in your life for different stages, you know, and our emotion and intelligence would be very different to when we're in our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, and I think that we no longer have to lie in the bed and, you know, stay in it.
Right.
That we have divorced since 1995, is it?
96, and,
Yeah, 96, and I suppose you can have a child outside wedlock without being shipped to the laundry. You know, so I think that this whole thing, having to be married, a man, a wife, stay with the one person for the rest of your life, is just very archaic.
That's a very sad outlook and a very bleak
outlook.
It's
not at all. Not at all. I've been married before.
Well, so have I, yes, so have I.
But I mean, like, and I find that I'm in a, you know, my most, my best relationship as the best version of me that I can be.
But they say your second marriage is usually better.
Don't be giving him ideas, will you?
at least you know what you're looking for, and you know where you went wrong the first time, maybe.
Yeah, but it's a piece of paper, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. Ah, no, Sue, don't completely. It's not just a piece of paper.
I don't need the state to tell me that me and my partner are not, you know, committed to each other.
It's not. It's a piece of paper because you've come to a point in your relationship where you believe that you want to be together forever. So that's see, when you say piece of paper, that simplifies it. It's a commitment that you've both made to be together forever.
And can't I do that without?
I suppose you can take each other's word for it. You know what I mean? But I suppose, as I mentioned earlier on to Orla, do you think that married couples make a better effort to stay together? I'm not saying they stay with somebody who's beating them up, or they stay with somebody who's an alcoholic, or whatever. But do you think they make a bit of an effort to maybe fix problems?
Yeah, I think yeah, and children would be a big reason why people would make a bit more of an effort.
Which is not a bad thing, by the way, for children.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's great, you know, to have a mum and a dad and siblings. But yeah. Yeah, I just think that people, if the person isn't right for you, and you know yourself, like what you wanted at 20, is that what you want now?
No, well, it's not, but at 20 you don't know that. I mean, I'm assuming that most people, 99.9% of people, walk down the aisle believing they're going to stay together forever and not get divorced.
Of course, absolutely.
So that's the commitment they make. Now, some will stay together forever. Sadly, nowadays, very few. Will stay together forever, but some will. I believe.
Why is it sad if they stay, you know, together when something?
Well, isn't it nice to think that people will be in love? And I spoke to Annette there at the start of the show, and she's been with her husband for what it was, 49 years or something. She said, and it's lovely to know that people are still happy and still in love after 49 years.
And they can be without a marriage cert.
Well, yeah, they can. You're right. But see, you're just giving me arguments against the idea here. The argument is, if you want the same rights, I mean, marriage was brought in for legal reasons, not, by the way, nothing to do with the Catholic Church, right? Their institution is matrimony, which is a kind of different thing altogether, right? Marriage was brought in from a legal point of view for inheritance rights. So it's an assurity that that's the person you want to inherit your estate. She's your spouse or he's your husband, and they're the person you want to take over where you left off when you pop your clogs. And that was the reason why marriage was brought in.
And also women, you know, really love this idea of, and rightly so, to have their big day, walk off the aisle around the family and friends and be, you know, an amazing day, you know, honeymoon. And that's a huge part of it as well, that like people are, like, when I was younger, it was like, I never was like that, but my friends were going, I can't wait to get married, I want to be married by 24 and I want to have kids. I just want to be happy, I want to find somebody who, you know, that I'm happy with, not a date or a time or a piece of paper.
And are you you're divorced. You were previously married. And you're divorced and you're with somebody else now.
Yes,
and any plans to get, married again?
We've both been married. Like,
has the question even arrived? Arise. Have you kind of said to each other, I would just like to get married? I don't know.
Yeah, you would. Are you still on the same page? And you kind of nod and say, yeah. And it's, I'm not saying it would never happen. You could get a mad off to Vegas and, you know what, do something.
You little chapel o' love.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? But yeah, we're on the same page. Like, I really don't think that being married, I do feel that people look at me differently because I'm not married. They're looking at me at 41 years of age and saying, you know, you're married, and you look so good together, you're great together, why aren't you getting married? You know,
mind your own business.
Not at all. Jesus, people are entitled to ask and to say and just say, look, why are we in a good thing? I'm only joking about that. I'm only joking. No, it's just, and it's complicated to get out of a marriage, you know. If
well, I mean, it can be equally complicated. I know somebody who was living with somebody, and now they did have children, but he was living with somebody for a number of years, and they broke up. And that's equally as complicated, by the way, because, you know, people can look for what they call redress if they've sort of been a stay-at-home partner, which, you know, for a child, if there's children involved, you've still got child maintenance, you've still got all those other family law issues around that too. The only thing you don't have is separation and divorce. So it's a bit easier. And unfortunately, there's no protection there. So in a lot of cases, 85% of the stay-at-home, I think it's 85% of stay-at-home parents are women, still to this day. So if you're not married, there's very little protection for those women. Do you understand what I'm saying? In relation to separation and divorce.
Yeah, but you know, you would really hope that the person, you know, if you're, you know, that your ex-husband or whatever would, I presume, help provide if you're...
Yeah, you think so?
You know, you'd really...
Do you think?
Gets messy in the perfect world.
I don't know a divorce that hasn't got messy. Divorce has just become messy. Anyway, hang on for a second. Let me just go to, if I can, sorry, Sue Ellen. Gina, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. You've been listening to Sue Ellen. She's with somebody else now. Gina, you're getting married next year.
I am. Myself and Brendan are getting married next year.
Congratulations.
Second time round for both of us.
Oh, second time round? Very good, very good.
For both of us, yeah. Look, I agree with you totally on everything you're saying there, Niall. I think it's not just a piece of paper. It is about celebrating your love and your commitment to each other with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that's it. We were starting off with a small type of wedding, and now it's just escalated.
It's got a full-blown Italian wedding.
It's like, I wouldn't mind, it's not even me. He turned around and he said to me a month ago, babe, it's the last time we're doing it. Said, this is it for life. Why not? Thank you. Let's just go all out. I'm like, okay, whatever you want.
As long as you're paying for it, let's just go for it. Yeah.
Well, like, it's mad how the law has changed because Brandon had two kids from a previous relationship. She passed away 15 years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was left with the two kids. Now, but he had to fight for them to be named, though his name was on the birth certificate, because they weren't married. He had to fight to have custody of them.
And guardianship of the children, yeah. That's a problem as well. These are all legal problems when you're not married. Yeah, but go on.
So it just goes to show that. Now, I know since then it's come because of the marriage equality referendum that came in, that you're automatically, if your name is on the birth certificate, you're automatically as guardian now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then it wasn't like that 15 years ago. So, like, with the laws changing, they're there to protect people. Do you know what I mean? So I do agree with a change for people. Like my mom, she's with her partner 30 years. They have twins. They're 27 now, my sisters. And they've never been married. But they're happy together. Do you know what I mean? And they just choose not to. Where I'm very different.
And how long were you married for before, Gina?
I was only married 5 years.
Okay, that was a short time. Okay. Well, look, these things happen in life. I mean, you just don't get it right first time.
I don't regret it because it was a choice I made at the time because I loved him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now we're friends now, like I'm not friends, but like we see each other and say hi and stuff.
Yeah, acquaintances.
But the marriage just didn't work and that was it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm much more stable, much more happy now and things are so much more different.
So do you think you get it right? I mentioned earlier on, do you think you get it better? Is it better second time round, generally speaking?
I heard you earlier on saying that, and to be honest with you, I totally agree with you, because second time around, you know already what to expect. You're already looking out for signs that if you see any of these signs, like this wedding's not going to go ahead because I'm not going through another 4 years of a mess of divorce. so you kind of already know what you're walking into, and you already know your partner, and you know what you're expecting of them. Like my first marriage, we were only together a year when we got married. I was only 23. When we got married,
I was in the
white wedding dress and the big princess dress and the happily ever after and in Fantasyland. Do you know what I mean? Where now it's more, I'm 43 now and it's more like I'm, you know, have my head on. You know what I'm
saying? And I think, sorry, just to come back to Sue Ellen as well, what Gina's saying is right. When you get married the second time, Sue Ellen, maybe I'm hinting at you here, you know the
tell my partner I said I do.
Yeah, you know the you know what you're looking out for, I suppose, that went wrong in the first marriage. You've experience. It's like it's like a job. It's like anything else.
Yeah. You know where you're more emotionally intelligent, but I'm more emotionally intelligent this time. I know exactly what I want in this relationship.
Yeah, and you know what you're not going to put up with.
100%, both of us, I think.
Yeah, so you know what you know. And when you look back at your marriage, and this is only my own personal experience, when you look back at your marriage, you look back at what was wrong in your marriage. And, you know, and there's always reasons why people get divorced or whatever it is. And you look back what was wrong. And when you do it the second time, you kind of make sure those things don't happen again, because you look out for them. You see the early warning signs. You say, well, I'm not going to accept that anymore. Yeah. And I think that's why it works probably better for most people the second time.
That's true, yeah.
All right, listen, ladies, I have to go for a break. Gina, good luck in the marriage. You and Brendan.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Sue Ellen. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do we still value the institution of marriage? And also, the Labour Party, as I mentioned, is publishing a bill to extend the welfare supports for those who are cohabiting. I want to hear from cohabiting couples as well, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe you should have the same rights as a married couple? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let's hear from the male of the species. Kevin, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Kevin?
Oh, in Ireland, good. Great listening to the show.
Good. Look, you're married 2 years.
Yeah, married 2 years. I had my second anniversary last weekend. And yeah, just listening away, just on the way back out of town, listening to a couple of people's opinions. And I'm only 35 years of age, but I'd be considered, I suppose, old-fashioned in the sanctity of marriage. Wouldn't be one bit religious. I wouldn't be anti-religious, but I wouldn't be one bit religious. But
yeah,
I just feel getting married is probably the single greatest thing that I'd probably do.
Well, I'm sure your wife, the woman who's now your wife, will be delighted to hear you say that it's a great moment in your life, and hopefully it'll be a great moment that will live on forever, because that's the whole purpose of the marriage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sadly, it doesn't quite work like that. A lot of the time now, people do end up getting separated or divorced in later life. Not all the time, and hopefully you have a long and happy marriage. But in saying that, do you think we're devaluing marriage by suggesting that people who don't get married, who are partners forever or cohabiting forever, should have all the same rights? Are we devaluing marriage?
I think to an extent, yeah. I think just the way society is going, we seem to be devaluing, you know, a lot of the old traditions that we would have had in the past. And there's just something, for me, marriage, it wasn't about the day. You know, I remember the day, we look back on the day when we watched the video and we go, oh yeah, that was the day. But the day will get forgotten. But, like, it might be a bit old romantic, but every time I look down at my ring, kind of, I remember that I'm hers and she's mine. You know,
that's lovely, Kevin. That's don't be embarrassed to say that. That's a lovely thing to say.
I couldn't wait to get married and I could start calling her my wife. You know, I could say, oh, I'm here for my wife because of this, because of that. And she does the same. And, you know, I love being called her husband. She loves being called my wife.
I know every woman in the country is in tears listening to you with them. Kevin, they want somebody like you.
I just see it as another stage. You know, when you're younger, you're meeting someone, and next thing you're boyfriend and girlfriend, and then you're engaged, and then you're married. It's just another stage, and I feel as you go up through the stages, you're cementing it. There's more security there.
Yeah,
and
so it's the commitment is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the commitment, and you know, it doesn't work out, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and that's sad, you know, but where I am at this very moment, I feel like I'm going to be with the person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life.
And what's your wife's name, by the way?
Michelle.
Okay, so if Michelle is listening, you got a good catch there, Michelle. Kevin seems to be madly in love with you, and he's very proud to be married to you every time he looks at his ring. But just do me a favour, stay there for a second, Kevin, because I want to go to Joe as well. Joe, you believe you don't need a piece of paper for commitment?
No.
Well,
no.
well, you don't. You can still commit to somebody without a piece of paper, but from a legal point of view, currently you do.
But it shouldn't be that way, because commitment is a choice you make every day for that person.
Well, Kevin could have made a choice just to live with Michelle. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to do something better than that, or special.
I don't think a paper is what makes it special. What makes it special is the kind of relationship you have with that person, is the work you put in. People love the party and the dress and maybe the status, but that's not what makes...
Is it not nice to be able to turn... Would you like to be able to turn around to your partner and call him your husband? Is that not a nice thing to do? To say, this is my husband, this is my partner in life. That you now have a title.
I can still say that this is my partner in life because I choose to commit myself to him every single day. And I don't need a paper to tell me how much I am committed to him. Yes, I love that part of, you know, the dress and maybe have your friends and your vows, but I don't necessarily
need it.
Want the legal part. I think there's no need for it, and it doesn't make my commitment or his commitment any less valid.
Kevin, do you accept that when some people say that you don't need a piece of paper to be committed to somebody, it doesn't make her commitment any less than yours?
100%. I accept the other side of the argument. 100%. I know loads of people who probably never get married. I know people who've gone through life, you know, never getting married and they've stayed together. And I know people who have been married and they haven't stayed together. I think it's just down to personal preference, really.
Now, there is a legal difference, obviously, because, and I say this with respect to you, Joe, because you're not as well protected legally as Kevin and his wife would be.
I know, but I think that everyone should have that. You shouldn't have to have a legal paper in order to have.
Well, that's law. That's the way law works. Hang on. With the greatest respect, you're going to say to me you shouldn't have to have a legal piece of paper to be protected. No matter what you do in life, be it buying a car, buying a house, signing a contract for something else, I don't know, for work, there's always a legal piece of paper that protects you. That's just life. You have to have a legal piece of paper to protect you.
But we're talking about a commitment, and you shouldn't have to sign a contract.
The contract is about the commitment. But you're missing the point. The contract is not about the commitment. The contract, for Kevin and his wife, is about, for example, and I say this with respect to you, Kevin, but in 10 years' time, if Kevin decides, I'm out of here, that Michelle has some protection over what they jointly own. And that's what the contract is about. It's not about, Kevin, we're demanding you love Michelle for the rest of your life. It's about it's about the legal commitment.
It's an insurance policy on your marriage. And you wouldn't drive without an insurance policy.
You should have the right to that insurance, even if you don't want to sign a paper.
Okay, well, look, I've run out of time. Sorry, Joe, I'm running right out of time. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. Joe, thank you very much indeed. I am going to continue that conversation because it is an interesting conversation. And I think Kevin makes a lot of sense, and so does Joe, by the way, in her own way, too.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.